It's Tuesday, November 4, 2025.
We don't have any clothes for the baby. Everything gone, roof gone, horse gone.
Humanitarian disaster looms in Jamaica following monster Hurricane Melissa.
This I've never seen like that at all, ever.
Extreme rainstorm shatters records in New York City. Plus, the Trump administration used mob-like tactics to scuttle the first-ever emissions rules for international shipping.
All of that thuggery and more straight ahead from BradBlog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
In other news, the administration just announced that Trump will open the pristine Alaskan wilderness to drilling. The land in question is the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, a critical habitat for polar bears, caribous, and migratory birds. As one expert put it, one of the worst things you can do for polar bears is to industrialize their habitat. That study from the New England Journal of Ways to F*** with Polar Bears.
This is your Green News Report. Okay, Desi Doyen, it has only been a week, but it kind of seems like the media have moved on from Hurricane Melissa already?
Yes, it does appear to be so, and it's quite distressing because there is a looming humanitarian crisis in the aftermath of last week's Category 5 monster Hurricane Melissa, one of the strongest Atlantic storms ever recorded. The confirmed death toll is now at least 67 across multiple Caribbean islands. Jamaica bore the brunt of the storm's ferocity, with entire neighborhoods demolished. Victims are scrambling for food, clean water, shelter, and medicine. The United States has deployed at least one disaster recovery team, but experts say that the Trump administration's abrupt dismantling of USAID, the world's largest aid organization, prevented the usual preparations and coordination for managing hurricane disasters in the region. U.S. capacity for aid and emergency response internationally has been drastically diminished for this and future disasters, according to the former head of the USAID for the Caribbean, Brian Heidel, in an interview with NPR.
There is no way that the U.S. government is going to be able to provide a major level of support that they have provided in the past.
Well, all I can tell you was when Ronald Reagan was the president and the last terrible storm to hit Jamaica, Hurricane Gilbert, came around in 1988, there was a huge effort by Ronald Reagan to send out aid, ships, hospital equipment, food, everything else to Jamaica. This time, obviously, Trump doesn't give a damn.
Nope. A new rapid attribution study has calculated that human-caused climate change made Hurricane Melissa four times more likely to occur due to record hot ocean waters that turbocharged it. The findings are in line with similar rapid attribution analyses and a growing body of research showing how ocean warming from climate change is fueling the conditions necessary for the most extreme tropical storms. In the Northeast, a record rainstorm hammered the New York City region late last week, shattering daily rainfall records in Central Park and elsewhere. The rain fell at three times the rate the city's flood control system was designed for, inundating streets and subway stations, halting flights at major airports, and killing two people trapped in flooded basements. Numerous studies show that rainfall intensity is increasing due to global warming, leading to more frequent and severe flooding worldwide. In Antarctica, a glacier on the Antarctic Peninsula shrank by 50% over just 2 months, the fastest retreat ever recorded in modern history.
Yikes.
Researchers at the University of Colorado Boulder say they were shocked by how fast the small glacier retreated, 5 miles in 2 months, comparing it to falling dominoes. They said the retreat was heavily influenced by warming ocean waters and has major implications for global sea level rise if larger Antarctic glaciers follow the same pattern.
Falling dominoes.
Meanwhile, CBS News, which was recently taken over by the right-wing billionaire owner of Skydance Media, late last week fired its reporters who specialized in climate change.
Because, of course.
Finally, we are now learning more about the Trump administration's extreme pressure tactics that succeeded in derailing the first ever global carbon emissions fee on international shipping, intended to reduce pollution and climate warming emissions. The Financial Times reports that diplomats compared the tactics to dealing with the mafia, saying U.S. representatives directly threatened nations supporting the measure with visa restrictions for shipping crews and other penalties like increased fees to access U.S. ports. Experts warned that using leverage to force other countries to comply carries long-term risks for U.S. influence, increasing the chances that non-U.S. countries will conclude that they cannot work with the U.S., making agreements independently among themselves that work around the United States.
This is going to take a very long time to recover from.
Yep.
I'm afraid. For much more on all of those stories and the ones we couldn't get to today, check out our website at greennews.bradblog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report.